98.1 KZE. Next Friday at Levon Helm Studios, that's of course the legendary barn, Meadowlark is doing a special preview featuring Jeffrey Lewis, Cutworms, and the amazing Laura Stevenson. Please welcome her back to the KZE studios.
My love's hard won, but when it's won, it's hard to love me back. And no one's come close enough to ever love me back. In equal parts, in equal size, in equal parts, in equal size, honey.
KZE. Laura Stevenson is my guest in the studio today. You can see her next Friday as part of the Meadowlark preview at Levon Helm Studios. Laura, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's wonderful to see you again. We were just saying last time we spoke was probably 2020.
2020.
Via podcast.
Deep pandy.
So you were the mother of a baby then. You're the mother of a five-year-old now.
I am,
and,
yes.
How is that? How is it to be a musician with a child? How has that affected life and work and all of that?
It's changed how I tour, but I don't know if it was her or the pandemic that changed how I tour, because it changed how everybody toured at that point.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't want to be home for long, and I just do flyouts, so it's kind of like... strange. I think I am driving to the Midwest, but that was kind of like a last minute decision.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if my car makes it. I just signed up for AAA.
That's smart.
So
yeah,
yeah. I got the Primo package too.
I think I have AAA. I usually don't remember, and then my car breaks down, and I'm like, oh, I hope I still have AAA. But I usually seem to.
Okay, good.
They're pretty good about that, and there's ways to get in even if you forgot your password.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, because I never remember my passwords.
Never. Never. You know, I actually like this thing that's happening now where everything, because there's so many scams and so many phishing schemes, everything just sends a code to your phone.
Yes.
And I hated it at first, but now I'm like, great.
Yeah. Yeah. Two-way verification.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't mind it.
I'll take it.
Yeah. So you are playing with a new band next Friday.
I am. Well, my drummer is the same, Sammy Niss. Wonderful. And then I am playing with two members of the band. The Stevenson Ranch Davidians are in my band. So their bass player, Jessica, is going to be playing bass. And then their drummer is going to be playing guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's going to be really good. Yeah. Jessica, I had never heard a note that Misha had played on guitar. I just had seen him play drums and he's awesome. And she was like, he's amazing. Trust me. And I was like, okay, yeah. He's in.
There are so many multi-talented musicians out there. And especially, I feel like in the Hudson Valley, we're kind of, we're very lucky to have so many.
Oh my goodness. Everybody is amazing. Yeah.
It feels like, you know, if you're missing a band member, somebody gets sick, it's, you know, there's a million people you can call up and like, oh, this bassist I know is also a nasty harmonica player.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And are you going to take this group on tour? Are they coming with you?
They're doing the East Coast stuff. And yeah, because I'm like trying to figure out. It would be too crazy to try to fly everybody to the West Coast and then rent a van and rent gear. And, you know, like all that stuff is like crazy, crazy. But I'm excited about playing the solo stuff, you know, like these songs broken down in that atmosphere. And I'm going to be doing kind of both at Levon's. So I'm going to be playing with the band. And then there's going to be like a solo section because it's two very different things and it's both have their magic to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you prefer playing some of your songs solo?
Some of them. Yeah. I think like, I don't know. It's just like a different feeling. I mean, it's like you don't get as lost in the energy that the band is obviously providing because they're not there, but like then you kind of like do this deep listening and kind of like it's an inward experience. So they're both like beautiful because I'm connecting, you know, with my bandmates and we're making something really beautiful, or I'm like connecting with myself, which I rarely do. Yeah. So it's like it's really like healing and nice. Yeah, and I kind of just listen more to the sound of the room and like how everything's kind of bouncing off because you can hear it better because it's just, you know, guitar and vocals.
Yeah. So, yeah. How is the sound of the room at the barn? I have not played it. Is it a nice room to play?
I've never played it. I've only been there for shows and it is a really special, amazing place and it sounds awesome. So I am like, I'm so looking forward to it. I got to see Richard Thompson there. I got to see Dar Williams there. I got to see Jackson Brown there. And ooh, I got to see John Prine there.
Oh, wow.
And that was like, yeah, I was talking about this the other day. It was like, just like probably my most special musical memory in my entire life. And I was telling my dad about it and he's like a stoic, you know, like boomer generation. Like he's kind of like stoic. And his eyes teared up when I told him I saw John Prine at the barn. I'd never seen my dad cry before. And like, that was, I got close.
Had he seen John Prine?
I don't think he ever saw him. And then, you know, he passed early pandemic.
Yeah. So your dad was jealous is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Those are tears of jealousy.
Hatred.
Yeah. I think just like thinking about him in that space could bring anyone to tears, even like a person that hasn't cried in 50 years.
Yeah.
So like, yeah.
Yeah. Last show I saw there was Spirit Family Reunion, which was also a fantastic show. And I went with friends and we ended up standing because we didn't get seats. We got GA. And there's so many cool little like zones to stand in when you're GA. But we ended up the one that's like behind and above the stage. Best place to be.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. There was like do-si-do-ing happening back there. It was awesome.
Yeah. There's a lot of energy back there. I've seen my friend, my bandmate, Sammy, plays in a band called Real Estate. And at the Real Estate show, it was just like a dance section.
That's the section. That's the zone. Laura Stevenson is in the studio with me. You can see her next Friday at Levon Helm Studios in Woodstock, along with a solo set from Cutworms and also Jeffrey Lewis. And you are all Meadowlark alum, right? Mm-hmm. That's the connecting thread.
Yeah.
And was it last year that you played Meadowlark?
Yeah, I played last year, and I was here last year. That was how I, like, met everybody here at the studio.
Oh.
I was here to, like, be like, come to Meadowlark. And it was beautiful. I mean, that orchard, it was at the Stone Ridge Orchard, and it was just, like, idyllic. I played next to, like, the most beautiful tree I've ever seen in my life. This, like, gigantic, I don't know if it's an oak. I don't know. I'm not a tree expert. Yeah. An ash.
I didn't get to go. I was DJing a wedding.
You missed it. But yeah, that place is really, really so beautiful. They got a lot of great artists, and they treated us all really well.
Yeah, I've heard wonderful things about it. You know, the folks here at KZE all really love Meadowlark, and I'm never available, but everybody else always goes and comes back and is like, it was so great. And, you know, there's so many, it's just a really beautiful, like chill, very family friendly environment. You know, mm-hmm. I know a lot of folks, like, you know, I don't have children, but I have friends who do. And I understand what a wonderful thing it is to go to an event that, like, you can enjoy, that you can just tell your kid, like, go have fun, run around, and they're going to have a blast. And just everybody's in a good mood all day.
Yeah, it was really, really nice. My daughter came, and, like, I don't know. She came to a show that I played at Opus 40, and she came to that. And those were, like, the only two things that she's been to. And yeah, both of those were awesome. But yeah, I think we went back to that orchard in the fall because she was like, I love it there. And I was like, well, guess what? You can get apples.
Woo!
And, like, there were so many apples.
Yeah.
It was, like, amazing. We're just picking them off the trees and eating them.
I love apples.
Me too.
I love picking apples. And I love cider.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize, like, what a New York State privilege thing that was. And then I went on vacation with my husband's family last summer to Delaware. And we stopped to get, like, beers on the way in, like, a beer store. And I was like, where's the craft cider section? Where's my selection of craft ciders that are dry and artisan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you just get, like, sweet garbage.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yes, appreciate the local harvest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meadowlark Music Fest is in September. I should know the dates offhand, but I don't. But they're online, and they're in our newsletter every week as well, the KZE newsletter. Laura, do you have time to play us another one?
I do.
I would love that.
Okay. Ask me what in the world it is, and all, and I'll be worthless. Except I loved you madly, but we let contempt become an apple in the hand and poison it badly. It seemed so impossible. No, not us. Everybody else. Face East each day we face another hard night and another sunrise. These days that break the way they break, and we'd be the ones who'd be waking into them. It still seems impossible. No, not us. Everybody else. Impossible. Not us. Greedy birds are first to watch the herd disperse. Oh, with the eager eyes, stand by and watch ruins get ruined. The roofs with no walls to hold them. Rooms with nobody.
each other. No, not us. Everybody else, impossible. Not us, not.
KZE. That's Laura Stevenson in the studio with me. You can see her as part of the Meadowlark preview next Friday, August 22nd at Levon Helm Studios in Woodstock on beautiful Plockman Lane. I love Plockman Lane.
I do too.
My mom used to live on Plockman.
Really?
Yeah, and she would see the cars going by for the midnight ramble.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Anything else we should know about the show next Friday?
I'm so excited. I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Come and experience the beauty that is the barn.
Well said.
Thank you.
Grab your tickets while they last. We got your community bulletin board. Caroline Polachek up next. Thank you again, Laura.
Thank you.